High-frequency trading, or how one computer's mistake can make a lot of computers make a really big mistake. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're continuing our week-long look at the technology of investing and the risks it can create, like high-frequency trading, super-fast electronic trading that can be vulnerable to manipulation or mistakes that can cause huge changes in stock prices. In 2010, runaway algorithms were blamed for a 36-minute stock market crash that wiped out $1 trillion in value. Jonathan Macy is a professor of corporate law, finance, and securities law at the Yale School of Management. He said some high-frequency trading is parasitic. He uses the metaphor of a driver who follows a tanker truck as it fills up with gas at a gas station, and then
races ahead in a motorcycle to the gas stations ahead of it along the highway, buys up all their gas, knowing that this tanker is going to be coming down the highway to fill up, and says, oh, I already bought up all the gas. I'm now going to sell it to you at a premium.
And on top of that, the actual exchanges where stocks get traded pay brokers to send trades their way. So Macy says you, unwitting investor, could pay a higher price on a trade because you're waiting in line on a slower exchange because a broker had an incentive to send you there instead of somewhere faster. Here's Macy again.
It amounts to very small amounts of money on individual trades, but there's so many trades that it adds up into the billions of dollars when you aggregate it over any reasonable period of time, days, months, or years, over the life of a market.
Brad Katsuyama is a former trader who's the subject of the 2014 Michael Lewis book, Flash Boys. He started studying high-frequency trading even before the 2008 financial crash and decided to start his own stock exchange to remove some of the unfair trading technologies that he told me are rigging the market.
It's benefiting fewer people. Yes, of course trading's faster. Of course it's cheaper. But when you look at the distribution of gains from technology, how much of that is accruing to the end user of the market? How much of it is accruing to the public company? And how much of it is being kept by middlemen? It's being largely accrued by middlemen.
Katsuyama said the New York Stock Exchange isn't even on Wall Street anymore. Instead, trading happens in a data center in Mahwah, New Jersey.
They spent $500 million building this building to basically let high-speed traders put their computers right next to the exchange matching engine. So just think about being right next to the exchange lets me get information and trade thousands of times before the last person in line figures out that same piece of information.
Right.
They know the horse race is over, and they're betting against people who still think the race is happening.
Because, as we've heard so much lately, the problem isn't necessarily the tech, it's the way the tech gets used.
You now have a market where 50 to 60% of the volume on any given day, sometimes more if it's a really volatile day, is classified as high-frequency trading. So the majority of the stock market are now machines who really don't even understand the fundamentals of a company, who are just trading based on the reactions of other traders. And I think that's a significant problem.
That's Brad Katsuyama, founder of IEX. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk more with Katsuyama about how IEX was designed to fix some of these problems and whether it stands a chance. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.